Let's do it. Good Tuesday morning, and thanks for waking up with us on GBH's Early Edition. That's a different sound. Good morning, I'm Joe Matthew, and this is Early Edition, the best 10. I've got to get some new headphones here, people. This is wild. And I'm going to assume you can hear me.
Yes.
Good morning to Brendan, Karen, Shelby, and Andrew. Here we go with Early Edition for Tuesday. Welcome to the 19th of January. It's 29 degrees in Boston in the forecast today. Calls for temps in the upper 30s, but it's going to stay windy. Winds will be gusting to 25 miles an hour as we have increasing clouds in the forecast, so it's going to be a little bit tough this afternoon. Good morning to everybody on Facebook. Mike is here from Quincy, always up first. Hey, Pod, Joe, Jeanette, Wayne, and Billy. Boy, there's a lot of folks in here. Mike says, Andrew. Yeah, he's right next door. Haven't seen him in days. Philip, good Tuesday morning to you. 31 hours and counting, he says. I don't know what you're referring to. Hi, David, Juliet, Tony, Manny. No, I don't have information on pardons yet. I'm assuming we're going to wake up to that soon. Good morning to Karen, Shelby, and Brendan, if I didn't say that already. And we'll start with the info that you need. The sun will be up at 7:08 a.m. And as I mentioned, we'll start at least mostly sunny, though we'll cloud up later on. Last night at an empty Coliseum on Long Island. Sort of menacing sound as the Bruins filed onto the ice. They played the Islanders, and they lost it 1-0, even as Tuukka Rask made 16 saves. The Bees head home to play the Flyers on Thursday. Celtics off tomorrow as well. They play the 76ers. Wall Street this morning, futures are rising, which is always nice to see. We have Dow futures at the moment up 131 points. To start what is a shortened week for stocks, and people seem to be in a great mood about a lot of stuff here, namely stimulus, as we expect direct checks to Americans imminently, if they can figure it out, on Capitol Hill. This is indeed President Trump's last full day in office, as somebody suggested. He will take many calls and have many meetings.
It's a full day.
That's the schedule officially at the White House. Morning, Bradley in Fall River. It's good to see you. Billy's a big Islanders fan, I guess. Hey, Thomas. Hey, Gerson. How's it going? Paul says, last day of the Trump presidency, a great day in America. It's good to see you back as well, Augusto. So I don't know if you guys have been looking at the photos from Washington, but this image of the mall is really something this morning. It's spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen the image of the flags, 191,500 American flags. And what they're describing as pillars of light. They're essentially, you know, these columns of light going up. And I saw a picture taken from Shaw, which is a neighborhood north of the mall, and you can just see these columns of light going across the whole horizon. But the image of the flags is really something. They did a good job.
Isn't it amazing? It's amazing what a lot of small flags can do.
Well, you know, they do this every year with, what is it, 30,000 they put on Boston Common every year for Memorial Day. But there was a real issue here because the mall's empty. It's closed. So what do you do with this big, with this vast
field? Make it look active.
Field.
So get a flag.
They filled it up with a real beautiful vista. I think, you know, despite the fact that it's surrounded by, the Capitol is surrounded by fencing and razor wire, there'll be some really pretty cool views from up there.
It's going to be the contrast of, like, the message for unity while there's Humvee is parked about 20 feet away is kind of going to be jarring tomorrow.
20,000 troops. Things have been awfully quiet, I have to say. And they're going to, I guess they have they've got an event tonight that you'll probably see. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will speak from the Lincoln Memorial. There's a pretty big program there to honor those lost to COVID. It's going to be, you know, pretty somber, obviously. But they will illuminate 400 lights, each representing 1,000 dead, because we're coming up, you know, we're at this milestone, to illuminate the perimeter of the reflecting pool. You imagine that in front of the Lincoln. So that's going to look really pretty great tonight as well. By the time this whole thing is done, the mall should be beautiful. Garth Brooks is going to play. How you feel about that? Played the last... Well, no, I didn't play the last one. Played Obama's inaugural.
Yeah.
They had the whole Lincoln Memorial set up with a choir for him. He was singing gospel. And apparently he will be there again today. They're also going to hold, or tomorrow I should say, a nighttime performance called Celebrating America that will include performances by Bruce Springsteen, John Legend, the Foo Fighters, Tom Hanks will host it. So you know it is America if Tom Hanks is hosting. We expect news on immigration reform as soon as the president-elect is sworn in. This is one of the big headlines this morning that you'll be hearing about from NPR. A sweeping overhaul of immigration law that will include an 8-year pathway to citizenship for people without legal status, which is coming off the last 4 years, would be considered rather revolutionary. Meantime, the president is preparing up to what we understand are 100 commutations and pardons. We don't know who they're going to be. Reports say he is stuck on whether to pardon himself or the family members.
I'm more interested to see what rappers he chooses. I've been hearing that.
Lil Wayne.
Was it
Lil Wayne? He has like a federal gun possession charge or something.
I'm sure he has more than one.
Does Rudy get a pardon as well is the question.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. This has got to end with Trump burning him. That's the only way this ends.
Well,
or unless he has so much dirt on him that he can't afford to.
He has suggested that. We also know he may be representing, arguing the case, the impeachment trial. So, I think it was Karl Rove over the weekend said, that guarantees 17 Republicans will vote to convict. By the way, the president recorded his farewell address, we understand, yesterday. That's not officially from the White House, but apparently it is in the can. It is likely to be released today. But again, the only thing on the schedule is many meetings, many calls. Corona update this morning. Mass tops 450,000 cases. I don't know how that number snuck up on us, but that sure seemed like a big one this morning. Mm-hmm. 3,224 new infections yesterday, 52 more deaths. And we've got the variant, of course, here in Mass that they say will speed the spread. We'll find out. Nationally, deaths are rising in 30 states, and we are now approaching 400,000 deaths, hence the lights, as we mentioned, that will be illuminated tonight at the Lincoln Memorial. They've got that big vaccination center open, though, down in Foxborough. If we're not playing football, I guess we may as well use it for something, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The state's first mass vax site. There'll be 300 vaccinations a day to start, and they just started. This was first responders, right? Police, fire, etc.
Yes.
Then they'll ramp up to 5,000 a day, as we told you, once the next phase starts. And that's going to be, you know, potentially normal people. But there are a lot of different vaccination programs underway, it seems like.
And
you know, we've got
prisons going.
The goal
is to not have a wait, which I thought was sort of funny because I feel like that's probably always the goal of anything.
The goal in Foxborough?
Yes, is to never have a wait.
That would be nice. Absolutely. Mike says mass vax. Yeah, well, we hope. Huh. Billy, humiliated, indicated, and liquidated. Manny says, I bet it was in the can. You know, they're talking about if the president doesn't meet Joe and Dr. Jill Biden at the steps there at the portico and welcome them into the House, and we know he's not. He's going to bail, I guess, tomorrow morning, but while he is still on the clock. And will therefore not have to borrow Air Force One. But the suggestion is that George Bush Barack Obama or Bill Clinton meet him at the entrance to have some level of unity from another party, some bipartisan welcome, Matt, you know? I don't think that's going to happen, but I guess the Bidens are sleeping across the street at Blair House. Imagine them peeking out through the curtains.
Are they gone yet?
Is this light on? Is he tweeting?
Right.
Then, of course, they'll make their way in. So I guess we'll have, of course, coverage of the inauguration here tomorrow, and you can find a lot of reporting about it at our website. Happy birthdays today. Sean Wayans is 50. Kelly Siegel, Peggy Bundy, thank you for noting that, Karen, is 67. And a very happy birthday today to the great Dolly Parton, who's having, like, the best year of her career at 75. Try to make it a good one, everybody. For Karen, Shelby, Brendan, and Andrew, I'm Joe. We're just getting started on GBH.
Support for GBH's Early Edition comes from you and Nutter, where client-centric attorneys are committed to focusing on your individual needs and developing bespoke solutions to your legal and business challenges. Nutter, uncommon law. Learn more at nutter.com. And Berkeley Building Company, a team of construction professionals covering a wide range of commercial construction projects that has been serving New England for over 10 years. Learn more at berkeleybuildingcompany.com.